What are you doing?
Oh, Priya's calling in a few minutes on Skype, and we are gonna have a dinner date.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning in Mumbai. How can she have dinner?
Fine, whatever, Priya. We'll be having breakfast.
All right, so technically it's not a dinner date. I suppose you could call it a din-fast date. But if you did, you'd open yourself to peer-based mocking, such as, hey, Leonard, how was your din-fast with Priya last night?
That doesn't sound like mocking.
You can let me finish. Din-fast. Are those soy-based candles?
I don't know. Why?
Paraffin candles may contain carcinogens. Unless lung cancer is the ambiance you were going for at your din-fast. Din-fast.
Listen, I don't want to be rude, but Priya's going to be calling any minute, so...
Oh, yes, Priya. Leonard, you know I make a point of never interfering in your personal affairs.
Yes, I've always admired that about you.
As well you should, but I'm going to make an exception here.
Oh, good.
Priya has moved back to India to pursue her law career. Now, instead of desperately trying to keep this intercontinental relationship alive, you could use that time to take up a hobby.
A hobby?
Yes. I read recently about a fella in Kansas with an enormous ball of twine. I bet you could give him a run for his money.
You know, some people might say that it's great that we're trying to make things work long distance. They'd say things like, love is stronger than the miles between you.
When I rise to power, those people will be sterilized.
You video chat with Amy all the time. How is this different?
Don't you like Amy?
Of course I like Amy.
Well, there's the difference.
Excuse me, that's Priya.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, honey.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too.
I miss the old days when your romantic partners could be returned to the video store. Thanks for letting me stay here while Leonard Skypes with his girlfriend.
Oh, it's no problem. It's actually kind of nice. You reading, me reading. We're like an old married couple.
If we were an old married couple, the wife would serve iced tea and snickerdoodles.
I don't have iced tea and snickerdoodles.
Good wife would go to the store.
I want a divorce.
Good. On the way to see the lawyer, pick up some tea and cookies. I must say, I'm enjoying your new chair.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
It is. Aligns the lumbar, cradles the coccyx, balances the buttocks. This is a chair worthy of the name.
What name?
Chair.
Oh, all right, well, I'm glad you like it. I mean, I still can't get over the fact someone just threw it away.
What?
Yeah, it was just sitting on the street. I paid a homeless guy $10 to help me get it up here.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What is wrong?
I've been sitting in garbage.
Sheldon, take it easy.
You take it easy. I need to use your shower.
I went into this marriage with so much hope.
There's a wet Band-Aid on the shower floor.
He runs out in his underpants.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory. At the university.
This is fun. I've never used a hydraulic thermoforming press before.
It's pretty sweet, huh? This little baby set the university back 175 grand.
That's 3 minutes. Should we see what we got?
Hang on.
Something descends on a platform.
Oh, yeah. This is one good-looking panini.
Hand me the tuna milk?
Yep.
Thank you. How's it going with the long-distance love affair?
Not easy, but we're making it work.
When you say making it work, does that include doing the cyber nasty?
What?
You know, the virtual pickle tickle. the digital bound ticker.
Come on, dude, this is my sister you're talking about. Leonard, good, there you are. I need you to check my head for chair lice.
I did it last night, I'm not doing it again.
Just his head, right?
I don't want to talk about it. You didn't catch bugs from Penny's chair.
Yes, I did. And now they're cavorting at the base of my hair follicles, like dancing hippies at the Redwood National Forest.
Sheldon, you do this all the time. You fixate on some crazy idea and then blow it way out of proportion.
Name one time I've ever done that.
How about when you put GPS trackers in your garbage because you were convinced North Korean spies were stealing your doodles? The chicken nuggets you were sure were human nuggets. The strangely shaped cloud that was following you around town. The time you put on my shirt by mistake and were convinced you'd started growing again.
I said name one. You really need to work on your listening skills. Penny. Penny.
Yellow.
You need to remove that chair from the building. It's a health hazard.
Okay, relax. I took off the slip covers, had them dry clean, and then fumigated the cushions.
Really?
Yeah, it's cleaner than my couch. Found half a Hot Pocket in there.
Sheldon steps inside and eyes the chair warily.
It certainly looks okay. Has a strong toxic chemical smell. That's reassuring.
Don't you give it a try, Sheldon?
All right.
Sheldon steels himself, then sits down in the chair.
It is a comfortable chair.
Why don't you just admit you overreacted?
No, thank you.
Sheldon flicks off a bug that's crawled onto his arm. Then a look of horror appears on his face as thousands more swarm up his body until he's covered in them up to his neck. He comes to from his nightmare with a start and dashes out of his apartment.
It's like living with a chihuahua.
Penny.
What's up, Buttercup?
You have to get rid of the chair.
Nope.
Penny.
What's the word, hummingbird?
For your safety, please wait in my apartment as I call the authorities so they may remove the chair of death.
No.
Penny.
What's the gist, physicist?
Under my authority as a self-appointed member of the Centers for Disease Control street team, these premises are condemned. As a man with a keen sense of style, I must tell you, that chair does not work with the room. Penny. Ow!
Penny's frightened him off with the chair cushion.
Five, six, seven, eight. Tall and tan and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, each one she passes goes.
Amy.
Oh.
Amy abandons her harp to open the door to Sheldon.
You are aware that your ritualistic knocking behavior is symptomatic of obsessive compulsive disorder.
Is not.
Denial. Come in.
Thank you.
Would you like to hear me play a bossa nova standard on the harp?
No.
How about the theme song to the classic television show Different Strokes? Now the world don't move
no.
to the beat. Well, that's every song I know. What's up?
You're good friends with Penny, right?
Best friends, besties, BFFs, peas in a pod, sisters who would share traveling pants. Go on.
I was hoping she might listen to you about the dangers of owning unhygienic furniture.
For general educational purposes, or has she acquired a bar stool dipped in cholera?
Cholera is waterborne. You're mocking
yes,
me.
Yes, I am.
Penny has dragged a Charian off the street whose unknown provenance jeopardizes the health and welfare of every resident in our building.
Sheldon, just because you have a focus on cleanliness bordering on the psychotic doesn't mean I have to participate.
All right. Name your price.
Kiss me where I've never been kissed before?
You mean like Salt Lake City?
Never mind. I'll talk to Penny.
Thank you.
Will you listen to me play my harp now?
No. I dislike the sound of the harp. Its overuse in classic television sitcoms always makes me think I'm going to experience an episode from my past. I'm sorry, Mommy. Don't be mad at me. Don't do that.
I don't know about this, Howard.
What? You're having trouble with the long-distance lovemaking? This is your answer. There are two interfaces that simulate a human mouth. You have one, Priya has one in India. When you move your lips and tongue on yours, it transmits exactly what you're doing to hers. See? Internet kissing.
Howard makes out with a metal orb, and the tongue of its partner waggles about.
Try. I don't think so.
I'll try it.
Raj picks up the second machine.
Wait, like this?
Almost. Really get your tongue in there to activate the motion sensor.
Like this?
Close. Really French it.
Leonard looks bemused at the sight of Raj and Howard having a virtual snog.
Better?
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I'm impressed. This is very lifelike.
Well, you just bit my tongue.
Oh, I nibbled. I was being playful.
Why do you have to make everything weird?
Sorry.
They go back to kissing.
Better?
Oh, yeah.
Leonard's head sinks.
Pretty cool, huh? Probably would cost like $200 in a store.
I do appreciate a bargain. This entire ensemble once belonged to my dead grandmother.
You're kidding.
Everything except bra and panties. And they're a leopard-spotted secret I share with Victoria.
And now me.
I just have one question about the chair.
And what's that?
Aren't you worried about it being unhygienic?
No, it's completely fine. I get it. Sheldon sent you. He put you up to this.
No, he didn't.
Really?
Yes, he did. He absolutely did.
My God, Amy, that's really crappy of you.
It is?
Yeah, letting Sheldon use you to manipulate me. I thought you were my friend.
No, I am your friend. Please don't be mad at me.
I can't even believe this. You know, maybe you should just go.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I take it all back. Look, I'm sitting in your chair. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a great chair. Please let me continue to be part of your world. Ow!
What's wrong?
Something in the chair is biting my tushy. It's not important. Ow!
Wait, get up.
Something's moving under the fabric. The two girls run out screaming and make their way down the stairs.
Hey, babe, I think I figured this thing out.
Oh, Leonard, listen.
No, you listen. You're my woman, and I'm gonna make you feel things you have never felt before.
Leonard?
That's right, say my name.
My parents are here.
Hello, Leonard. If I may also say your name.
Check it out, free chair.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if this was in Sheldon and Leonard's apartment, I wouldn't wind up sitting on the floor all the time. On three?
Three!
What kind of idiot throws you a terrific chair like this?